Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com. Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Something from the Cellar, a midweek drop and mini episode that sees us revisit some of the finest guests that have been on the show in our White Wine Question Time cellar. When we first launched the show, the idea was really simple. I just wanted to recreate some of the incredible conversations that unfolded when I popped the cork on a bottle of wine during a night out or a night in with some of my friends. So that's how the show started out, and there's no better example of that and the essence of what White Wine Question Time was intended to be than these three women. They've been best friends for decades and they've got the stories to prove it. Settle in, will you? It's time to listen in on Amanda Holden, Angela Griffin and Nicola Stevenson. What roles do you all play within that friendship group? Who does what?
Oh, Angie's mum, definitely.
Angie's mum, 100%.
What? Yeah.
She looks really gutted by that. She wants to be the sexy friend.
No. She's the leader. I wouldn't say mum, because that makes her sound kind of mumsy and boring, and she's not.
She's definitely not that.
She's definitely alpha, though. She's alpha female.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, when we were doing Stepping Out we were on tour, we went to Chichester and Angela and I and Tracy Ann Oberman and Tamsin Douthwaite shared a house.
Oh, yeah, you were all rooming together, weren't you? Like theater, proper old school actresses.
I stayed two
theater
nights.
Theatre digs.
Yeah. Did you?
I stayed two nights. I commuted the rest.
It was sort of the poshest theatre digs you've ever seen, really, because we all just went, oh, should we just make it nice? Yeah. Should we just get somewhere nice off Airbnb?
I saw the pictures on Instagram. You had flowers,
stunning.
We did wine.
Oh,
we made it really nice. But basically, what we realised really early on was that Tamsin and Angela were the alpha female gorillas of the pack. And Tracy Ann and I were like little spider monkeys.
The little beaters. beaters in the corner.
What are we having for tea tonight? And then Tamsin would be there making a soup.
Yeah.
And Angela would be there
doing the accounts.
Getting the deliveries.
Going, you owe me this, that and the other.
You're going to deal with the local budgets for a bottle of water.
Deliveries.
And Tracy and I provide, I don't know what we did, provided the entertainment.
Oh, you were very funny. I always have this thing in my head. I always go, WWAD. What would Angela do?
That's an honour.
I literally want it tattooed onto me because she would do everything.
Those bracelets that Christians wear, what would Jesus do?
Yeah.
Is what would Angela do?
What would Angela do? Because I know that if I'm in a dilemma, if I ask myself what would Angela do, I know that Angela would do it.
Is she your moral compass?
Yes.
Yes.
Because she'll do anything.
Yes.
No, I know.
But this is the thing. It's like,
so
it's
like,
not.
Oh, yeah, she'd do it. She'd have another
glass. She'd
do
it. And
she'd do it.
She'd do it and find a reason.
Yes.
Find
yeah,
a that's, reason
that's
why.
What it is.
It's not that I'm dull. I'm never dull. It's not like, oh, we must only have two glasses of wine and then go home and go to sleep or whatever.
You've never said that.
Exactly. It's not like a dull. Hope to God it's not a dull thing.
No, I think.
But I will always. I've got an answer for everything. That's all it is.
Do you remember when we were all away recently down in the lovely Cotswolds?
Yes.
And wine was flowing, and Ange was the one that went, let us not forget that we have children here, everyone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I do want to make sure that everybody, I want to make sure that everybody goes to bed. I want to make sure that everyone's home safely. I love that people go, oh, what, you know, what do you think? Because I really like giving advice and I like working out problems. So it doesn't necessarily mean that I'm right when I'm doing it, but I do love working something out.
But they think you're right, basically. Yeah. You know, you could, you're a leader.
She could literally start a cult. I would join.
I'd join Angela's cult.
Oh my God,
and if you want to go, you'll go, you'll sit there and you'll go, shall we do blah, blah, blah for such a buddy's birthday? And Angela will have picked up her phone. She'll have gone on to thecrystalmaze.com or whatever it is that you've just kind of suggested out of thin air. And it's booked. Yeah. She's emailed everybody. Everybody knows how much they've got to pay. It's all like, and bank accounts and it's all done.
I just want everything done now.
Yeah.
And I want to have a good time.
Yeah.
I want to just have a good time.
But you are always a good time. So how is it that you manage to master being good and useful?
I don't think I do. I don't master it. I really don't. This is a common misconception. I really, really don't master it at all. I don't know what.
So Angela threw me because she said that she felt depressed one afternoon and she went under the covers of her bed and I went, don't ever say that to me again. I never want to know when you're feeling depressed and sad.
Oh, because you don't think of it like that.
Doesn't work with the image that I have of you.
Is it like Father Christmas without the beard?
Yes. Yeah.
Not right.
Don't take it off. Please don't take your beard off.
My analogy's not working.
That's a brilliant one.
I'm Santa. I'm Black Santa. I'm Brown Santa.
For me, Nicola, if we're going to talk about Nicola is like, sees the good in everybody. She's like a fairy. Fairy,
yeah.
Like she's a fairy, or a fairy. I've seen her naked, so she's definitely a furry fairy. Yeah.
We're very much in the 1990s. Me and Nicola Stevenson.
I'm not quite.
But with the waxing.
Yeah, I'm not in the night. Look at Christopher's face. He's like, Angela.
Chris looks like he's going to throw up.
I like how talking about my personality has segued into
your bikini life
really quickly.
So Nicola, I think, sees the positive in everything. She sees the good in everyone.
Aww.
I've said it to her before without bringing religion. I always say to her, Chris, you're such a Christian. She's not. But I just go, Chris, you're just so good at being so good
positive and
great positive energy.
It doesn't matter what's happened in your life. You could have gone out and murdered someone. And if you went to Nicola and went, Nick, I went out, I got this axe, I've chopped someone's head off, I don't know what I'm going to do. She goes, rat. Okay. So I think that
he probably did it on purpose.
He absolutely deserved it. And she will spin anything
at all.
You
didn't mean it.
Into positive. Something
you were
positive.
A good person. Yeah. Yeah. Deep down.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That's really, not, it's not always a great thing.
It's a great thing.
Do you like the light that you're being painted in now? You sound like almost
I do,
like you
I
could
really
be
like
there.
It.
She's
I'm
not a goody two shoes. Don't get me wrong.
Also, she's
sunshine
the last one standing.
She's shocking. When I hear about her past, which I will never divulge,
no.
Well, I'm always
until the
shocked
second glass
at what Nicola had her bottom bit in Ibiza.
Oh, yes,
Nicola! Was it Nicola? Do you mean Nicola Stevenson?
Yeah. Nicola had her bottom what?
Bitten.
In Iron Appa.
In I know this story. Hang on a second.
Nicola is the last one standing. Nicola comes across as the Christian, but she is categorically, she has can't go home-itis. She is the one that when you all go, right, come on, do you know what? It's 7 o'clock in the morning, the birds are tweeting, it's time to go home. And she goes, no.
No.
It's the positive. It's like
just about to make margaritas. Yeah.
Let's dance.
Bad things just don't happen. She's the fun
Where
time.
Where does that
enthusiasm
for life come from?
God, I don't know. I think having really amazing people around me. I mean, I'm lucky. I think I'm lucky that I've got like really brilliant female friendships. I know that's why we're here. So it's we're going to end up talking about. But it's true. I think you feed off each other, don't you? Yeah.
I think our girlfriends are like muscles. They keep you strong.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
And it's a tonic. It's like having a B12 shot in the arse.
Definitely.
Mm. I love them.
Mm.
I have them in a drip, though. Drip form.
Oh, straight.
Oh, really?
I have it straight in my right cheek. Off you go.
Really? What does it do?
It just makes you feel like you could take on the world. Mm. If you're,
it's like a gin and tonic, Ange. You want to know how it feels.
Yeah. Or a tequila shot.
Amazing.
Now, Amanda.
Amanda's like a mixture of both of those things, though, isn't she?
I think
Because I think she's got what you've got for the organisation skills and the kind of...
Yeah, you're on it. You're good.
Oh, my God, she's really on it.
Oh, no, if you needed it, if you need a dentist, a hairdresser, a makeup artist, a reflexologist...
everybody.
A cup, like, a herbalist.
Of a button.
You're on it.
I love it. You're like the golden touch, I think. You're like, we want this to happen. And then all of a sudden it becomes magical. It's always, there's a bit more, I'm very practical.
Magic.
I'll be like, okay, yes, we'll get here at this time and that time. And she goes, no, we will have horses and carriages coming and doing
it. She does carriage.
She turns it up to 11.
Yes.
That's what she does.
Yes.
She turns it up to 11. She is one of the kindest people.
Most
if
generous,
not the kindest,
kindest,
most generous person I've ever met in my entire life.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Next up, it's actress Jo Joyner, who played Tanya Branning in EastEnders and her best mate and co-star from Ackley Bridge, Sinead Trasarka. They met as cast members almost 20 years ago on a Channel 4 drama and have been by each other's side ever since. So here they are, with Sinetra laying out a theory on what five characteristics your friendship group needs in order to thrive and survive.
There is nobody like Sinetra actually as a friend, and what I have to understand is that she has a lot of friends and I have to share her. But she gives...
You don't sound
so
much
when you say that.
No,
though. I'm not happy about it. But I have to share her. But Sinetra actually just gives relentlessly to people. What she gives best is problem solving, I'd say. If you come to Sinetra with a problem, she will listen, she will sympathise, and that's pretty much all you get from most people, right? And they maybe will give you one or two ideas of what you might try. She will literally take that and make it her next project to fix.
Oh,
give you a
you.
Myriad.
Renovation.
Oh, honestly,
renovation.
Literally a myriad of options on how you could approach it. And they will all be viable. They will all end in some sort of result if you use them and listen to them. It's so true, though, isn't it? You
I
do
love
it to everybody.
Well,
she does it to everybody.
Jo's also a great one. This is especially... She'll take all viable solutions as well. It sounds like you two are heaven sent.
This is what I mean.
It's like, I've got a problem. I've got 18,000 solutions. Let's do this. I'll get a spreadsheet.
And Jo's the perfect person for me to sit... Not many people want to listen to 400 solutions, you know. Like, three's enough. All right, so yeah. And I'll try that one. I'll send the text. No, I don't need to know the next version. Whereas Jo will go, ooh, yeah, and then she'll build on it, and then I'll go,
don't you love fixing things?
I love it. I love a good fixer. Yesterday, I don't want to bore you guys, but I got involved in a TED Talks marathon. You know, what? Have you ever done that?
Oh, where you go down a hole.
I started with one, which was about intermittent fasting. Great. Which led on to another one about how to be successful, which led on to what is the key to happiness, which led, I mean, literally,
I just went on a
2-hour TED talk. Now listen, one of them was fascinating because what it said is that in your life, in order to have happiness and success in your personal and working life, you need five very important people. You need a mentor, mm-hmm. you need a peer,
yeah.
you need a coach, you need a friend, and you need a cheerleader.
Ooh. I'm a cheerleader.
I think it will work. It will work if you have those five people in your life. And I would say, and I was sitting there, obviously, I'm listening to it thinking, oh, who's my this and who's my that? And Jo is my cheerleader. Aww. She genuinely is. Sitting in the wings whenever I've got anything where I go,
I've got a dance, I'll show you in a minute.
You know, when I made this awfully difficult decision about Strictly or whatever, Jo was the first person I was like,
I'm doing Strictly.
And she was like, great. It's going to be great. Do you know why it's going to be great? She gave me all these reasons why it's going to be great. She was like, and I'm going to be there and I'm going to be watching you and you're going to be. And she really was. Because sometimes you can't have all these five people all working in the same industry as you. You know, your friend has to be someone outside of it. Your peer has to
your
be.
Coach, blah, blah, blah. Your mentor.
And so I'm giving Jo one of my five and I give you the cheerlead.
Oh, I might give you the mentor, I think.
You're going to go mentor, yeah?
Yeah, I think I do come to you for... Yeah, I mean, I don't go to many people, actually.
There are 5 years between us. I mean, I am 5 years older than her.
Yeah, she is old.
But that's
nothing at our age.
Four.
No. It's not like we're at school.
No. And let's face it, we haven't changed, have we, in the last 15 years?
No, I don't think I have, really.
None of us have. Not at all.
Mentally, I hope I've progressed. Oh. Well, I'm not so sure.
And I'll tell you what else you give me. You give me that what I love is she's such a fixer and such a doer.
Love you for that.
If you know, when you sit and have an idea, you go, oh, should we go to Ibiza? Should we go to... they've just seen this deal to Morocco. And before you know it, you've all booked it within an hour and you're all on it and you're all going.
You know Angela Griffin?
Yeah.
She is that woman.
She's that woman. Brilliant.
You put Amanda Holden behind her, literally.
Oh, my God. Then you're away forever.
She is like, on it.
And, you know, and I am that person amongst some of my other friends.
Yeah.
For sure. So it's really refreshing when you're then in a circle of friends and someone else is taking that one. You go, brilliant. Great. Yeah, we're off. We're going.
We're going tomorrow.
Yeah, do you like my family?
Yeah, I'm going to write that down tonight.
Your girl
and have
five, I mean, really, when you allocate and work out the other, they don't have to actually be people that.
And they could be interchangeable, right?
Of course.
Depending on where they're at in their life. Somebody might need a rest as a coach or mentor. Yes. You might have burnt them out on the last problem.
They could just become a friend for a while.
Yeah.
But yeah, the truth is, those five
supporting
people, they keep you in a place where you are genuinely being looked out for by your friends.
I mean, I facetiously call my girlfriends like the booze cabinet. Because they're like my cabinet. And like sometimes, you know, when I went through a really bad phase for her, which is probably most of my adult life about choosing men, you know, in the end it was like, I need you lot to filter.
So you still haven't remembered anything? No, are you thinking anything I've missed?
Jo, you're not being funny, you're a crap friend.
I don't mind that she can't remember specifics.
I can't remember specifics because it's literally
a general vibe.
What I will say is that The year after I met Sinetra, so we were back doing the third series, I think, of No Angels, or the second, it was during the second series of No Angels, I lost my childhood best friend, sadly, to cancer. Oh. And there were three of us that grew up together in the village. And my best friend, who had been in a hospice all the summer leading up to me going away to start filming again. And so I got the phone call while I was at work that she'd passed. And I remember going off into this back room and Sinetra being the one that was brave enough to come burst in and find me, I suppose. But now that we're so many years on, I think of her very often, obviously, like you do. And I feel like I was supposed to meet Sinetra. Aww. Because although I have a lot of great friends, I do, luckily, as does Sinetra, there's always going to be one or two that you feel you could absolutely always be every bit of yourself with, that you could tell anything you're thinking, no matter how grim or vile, and it won't shock or surprise them. Yeah. It might even make them laugh. And, you know, and there's very few of them that you can really be and feel like that with. And I remember losing Claire and thinking I might never, ever have that in my life again. And I do think that that you were meant to come into my life.
She's
going to
make me cry now.
Last but certainly not least, we have probably one of the most important conversations we've ever staged here on White Wine Question Time, featuring Laura Whitmore, who came on the show at a really delicate time in her life and opened up about the very recent loss of her friend Caroline Flack, who'd recently passed away when we sat down for a conversation back in 2020. I just got to ask you a simple, how are you?
I'm okay, thank you for asking. I just got back from South Africa yesterday. Mm-hmm. It feels like I've been back a week. It's kind of all over the place. But and I haven't really been doing any interviews. And I think only because this is UK, so I kind of felt safe. And
Thank you.
And I think it's really good to talk. And it's part of me sometimes wants to lock myself away and not talk to anyone. And I've had a lot of people ask me how I am. And sometimes I feel guilty. I'm like, I'm fine. I'm here. I'm okay. It's the people who aren't here, or the people, the family, of Caroline, and I feel guilty for so many people asking how I am because I'm here. So that's, it's a weird one. I don't really know how I am. It changes. And then sometimes I'll be watching TV and I'll laugh at something and then you feel guilty for laughing and then you'll forget and then you'll remember. So kind of all over the place, but I suppose there's no right or wrong way to feel. It's just whatever you feel in the moment. And as I said, talking about it, it's so important that we talk.
It's so important that we talk, and we live in a time where we're fearful of saying the wrong thing. And I would say at a time like this, the only time something is wrong is when it's hurtful.
Yeah.
And if you're being honest with your feelings, and you have been, I put myself in your shoes because you are my friend. You've had such a huge responsibility to carry.
Mm-hmm.
You have lost a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Your partner has lost a friend. There are so many moving parts to what you must be feeling right now. And I would ask anybody listening to apply that compassion to anything that is said.
Yeah.
Because you did the most remarkable thing. I've just come from a meeting, and I picked you up on the way, mm-hmm. with a man who works in radio who I respect enormously. He's one of the good guns, I'd say. And he just said to me, you tell Laura that Sunday of your Five Live show, in the space of 2 hours, the two biggest moments in radio happened in the last 5 years, and that was Ian Wright on Desert Island Discs and Laura Whitmore navigating her way through the most difficult hour of live broadcasting with a heart ruling her mouth. And I needed to say that to you because you were tremendous in that moment.
Thank you. It was such a weird situation. And again, there's no right or wrong thing to do. You just have to do what you feel is best in that situation. And I, looking back now, you know, I found out about Caroline on the Saturday, and I found out in a way I wish I didn't. It was something on Twitter that someone had tweeted initially that I disregarded because there's always so much stuff. Someone had tweeted something about Caroline, but there's so many things that would be said about Caroline that you wouldn't really take everything as truth.
Yeah.
So I kind of ignored it. And then I had a message from my friend from LA who was staying in my house, and she was like, where are you? And I was like, oh, I'm on my way home. I was in the shops, and she said, can you just come home now? And I was like, oh, why? Is everything okay? And she went, just come home now. And I'm like, oh, I'll see you soon. But she was being really weird about it. And I just said, is this anything to do with Caroline? And she said, just come home. So then I did that thing, which I wish I didn't, is when I went on Twitter.
Oh.
And you see different things, different people posting things. And I can't really remember what happened after that. And we live in a world where we find out our news through social media and we don't know what's right, what's wrong. There's fake news. And it wasn't the way that you think you would find out a friend had passed away.
No.
So I just got home as quick as I could. I'm going to get upset.
No.
Take
your time.
And that's when I came in and my friend said it was true.
Oh.
And then there was the thing of... because I wasn't with Ian,
he was in South Africa.
Yeah, and I just wanted to ring him because I wanted to. I knew that he was out. It was his day off, and he was out with a few people in the pub having a few drinks. And I just was like, I just wanted him to get to a safe space. If that makes sense.
Oh, 100%.
Not to be exposed, because everyone wants to see what your reaction is. And that's yeah. And then after that, I don't really know what was the right or wrong thing to do, and I just. I said I had to navigate my own feelings on it, and you know, everyone. I knew my radio show was the next day, and you know, straight away, my producer had said, I'm so sorry. And if, because you don't come in tomorrow. Don't come in tomorrow. We'll get cover. Don't come in tomorrow. Don't even think about it. So I just felt I had so much that I wanted to say, maybe because of how I found out. And also the fact that my immediate reaction was, well, that's not true, because there's always things being said about different people online. And just this culture that has started and how we tear people down. And I knew that people would be looking for a quote from me, or I'd be followed, or it'd be pictures. So I'm going to do this in my terms, in my safe space. So I didn't really make a decision until the morning of. I knew that they had cover in case. And I just wrote, actually, on Saturday night, how I felt. And then I decided on Sunday that I wanted to read it. But again, I didn't know if it was the right thing to do. No one changed what I said. I said, if I'm going to say it, I can't read a tribute or a news story as a news story. It had to be truth and my truth.
And you did. Oh my God, I held my breath for the whole link for you.
Me too, a little bit.
You didn't. You were amazing, Laura. And I applaud you, because you would have been getting so many differing opinions in your ear about what you should do in a moment like that. Mm-hmm. And it's really hard to drown that noise out and go with what feels right.
I think the people around me, I've got people around me, and everyone from my boyfriend to my family to my friends to my work colleagues, and everyone said, you do what you think is right. Everyone gave me their opinion, because people like to give their opinion. And a lot of people said, don't say anything because you're too raw. But I, at the end, I just had to go with my gut, because in the past, I haven't always gone with my gut. And that's probably my biggest regret sometimes. I always think sleep on things. So I decided how I feel the next morning.
Yeah.
And also, as I said at the very beginning of this podcast, we need to talk about things.
The uncomfortable things.
The uncomfortable things, and how we feel. And
they remain uncomfortable unless we talk about them.
Yeah, and there's no right or wrong way. Some people don't want to talk, and that's fine. I just felt like I had this space that felt very safe. I had other people in the studio with me who were friends. And I just felt in that space and in that time, that's what I wanted to say. And I didn't want to make it about me. It's not about me. It just felt like something had to be said. And then I didn't want to talk about it again. Yeah. You know, I was like, I've said what I needed to say. But then
you did have to talk about it again. You had to go back on air,
yeah,
and reference it in the show that you had taken over, mm-hmm, from her. And again, all of these moments are challenging.
Yeah, challenging would be a word. It's such a roller coaster as well, because the circumstances of doing Love Island. And if I'm honest, a part of me, I love that show. It's like the biggest show on television, and I'm a fan of that show. But I had, you know, I'd worked in television and I was working in TV and I had the radio show, and I really tried to do something different, which is with the acting and going back and studying and writing my first screenplay. And I kind of felt there was a little bit of momentum starting, and there was a few exciting auditions.
It won awards. Are you kidding me?
But it's still small in the grand scheme of things. And then suddenly this came up. I'm like, oh, am I going to go back to doing a show that's so in the papers all the time? And because I kind of got away a little bit, and I was doing just something different. Even with Five Live, it just felt it had been a huge leap from MTV. It was kind of a little bit more grown up, and I was a bit like, oh, am I going to do this? And it happened so quick, I had to make a decision within a day. And at the time, I had always said, and I've spoken about this before, like I messaged Caroline. Well, actually, I wanted to message her, and they said, just wait until we know if it's going to happen, because obviously there's contracts to do. And I said, I'm just not agreeing on anything until I've said it to Caroline. But she actually texted me first saying, I really hope you get to do it. But it's still a shit situation to get a job so great, but in those circumstances.
Thanks so much for listening to another Something from the Cellar. Let us know which stories you'd like us to revisit by messaging us. We always love to hear from you. You can contact us on Instagram at WhiteWineQT.
White Wine Question Time is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.